AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Democratic National Convention kicks off in Chicago today. Tonight, President Biden will be delivering the keynote address just a few weeks after stepping aside and handing the nomination to Kamala Harris. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has more.
This is going to be an emotional moment for him, also a chance for him to cement his legacy. This is likely the largest audience he's going to have as his now 50-plus year career in politics, you know, begins to wind down. And the challenge then for Harris is to take that baton, run on her record with Biden, but also make what she would do differently and make this her own.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken back in Tel Aviv for more ceasefire talks, his ninth trip to the region since October 7th. Phil Donahue, whose pioneering daytime talk show helped launch the entire genre, has died. He was 88. His family says he passed away after a long illness. Phil Donahue was the first to incorporate a live audience and to encourage their participation in his show. His program ran for 26 years in syndication. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. While the DNC is in Chicago, there'll be plenty of political activity in Wisconsin this week. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz will hold a rally at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum tomorrow night. Also on Tuesday, Republican running mate J.D. Vance will talk about crime and public safety in Kenosha. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson is a Wisconsin delegate to the DNC. He says Vice President Harris's visit to Milwaukee tomorrow shows how seriously Democrats are taking Wisconsin.
Working to reach every single voter and not taking any votes for granted. And the vice president has been here a number of times, showcasing to voters in Milwaukee and across Wisconsin that she values this state and she's looking to earn every single vote here.
Johnson on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Two people died in a crash in Rock County over the weekend, and authorities believe it's because a driver was impaired. It happened Saturday in Janesville. Police say 32-year-old Cody Diaz ran a red light and hit another car, killing the two people inside it. Janesville police say he failed field sobriety tests. He was arrested for homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle, among other charges. And a snag in the plan for a new Wisconsin Veterans Museum. We told you earlier this month the state approved $9 million to buy the property on the square with plans to build a new museum. Well, now, according to the Wisconsin State Journal, the owners of the building say it's not for sale. They say the state was late paying rent last fall and forfeited their right to purchase the property. Meanwhile, the Veterans Museum disputes that, saying one payment was late because of a processing problem and was immediately rectified. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs has leased the space there for more than 30 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Brewers shut out the Guardians. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cleveland Guardians came to Milwaukee with the best record in baseball. They left after being swept in a three-game series. The crew with a 2-0 shutout Sunday. Manager Pat Murphy.
That's what this whole thing's about. When you're thinking of a small market team, you're thinking of guys that have all been thrown away, all guys that have been said, no, you're not good enough. That's what makes it feel really, really special. Makes you want to come to the ballpark every day when you have like that.
The Brewers head to St. Louis to open a three-game series against the Cardinals tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers losing to the Broncos 27-2 last night in Denver. The Broncos played their starters, while the Packers went with their second and third string players, but Green Bay with poor run blocking and even worse pass protection.
Offensively, just want to see more fight from our guys. That was frustrating, just the lack of ability to move the football, both in the running game and in the passing game. So we definitely just got to reevaluate and take a long, hard look at everybody.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX weather is brought to you by Water Lantern Festival in Madison. This weekend, August 24th at Warner Park, 5 to 9 p.m. WaterLanternFestival.com.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy at times this afternoon. Our high today, 79, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. Then on Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Are you looking for an unforgettable experience that's all about joy, connection, and making memories? Look no further than the Water Lantern Festival. Join thousands of fellow revelers at Warner Park, 2930 North Sherman Avenue in Madison on August 24th, where the magic begins at 5 p.m. Friends, family, and even strangers coming together under the stars to witness breathtaking spectacles of floating lanterns. Eat, drink, and celebrate, and forge genuine connections with others. Be part of this incredible experience. Register now at waterlanternfestival.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll give away more tickets to Wisconsin Dells attractions.
And we'll invite Art Paul up from State Street to do a few songs for us here.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Things got pretty exciting for me over the last 10 days. But not just for me. If you didn't notice, a few people showed up in Philly last week. And then about 12,000 showed up, many thousands walking for miles in the heat to a field in western Wisconsin. Then at that time, the largest rally of the campaign showed up in Detroit, Michigan. Donald Trump said it was AI. You know what won't be AI? Their ballots come November will not be AI.
Oh, man. What was the number? Something like 10,000 people RSVP'd?
Yeah.
It seated like 2,000 or mm-hmm. something like that. I mean, for the vice presidential candidate, I think my dad got slightly left crowds in 1964, but I'd have to Google that.
Well, they got more if he didn't bring you.
Okay, this is what it's like at the DNC. I just went to the bathroom and ran into Hakeem Jeffries and Mayor Karen Bass.
Yes, of Los Angeles.
I did not have my phone with me, so I didn't get a picture.
She's your mayor.
But she's going to try to stop by on her way back.
Yep.
She was in our last hour here. And Hakeem Jeffries will come on tomorrow, he says.
Yep, awesome.
Person. Don't lose that card.
I'm not going to lose this card.
Okay. Okay. So, oh, my God, it's Lyle Gregory.
Lyle!
Also, this is our old KABC. Look, it's our old KABC friend, Lyle Gregory.
Yeah, we're live.
Oh, yeah, we're on the air. And I also...
Hey, Jody.
I just saw the people I worked with at KFI.
What? Oh,
right, God. They're right over there.
Okay.
Everywhere I've ever been fired from, they're all here. All right. Lyle, good to talk to you.
You
oh, my God.
We are Harris happy.
Yes, we
we're
are.
We're Harris happy. That's not happy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Oh, my God. Lyle was the legendary Michael Jackson's producer.
That's right.
Not the singer.
Right.
The radio host.
The radio host,
yeah.
Yes.
And then he would do fill-in screening for us.
He would.
To help us out when we were
at
KBC, which was the place I was fired after. I didn't actually get fired from KFI. I left.
You left.
To go do my disastrous late night show. Which
you weren't fired from.
Which I did get fired from.
Yes.
And but I technically was not fired by KFI.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were replaced by Danny Bonaducci.
I didn't think there'd still be people there alive since I was there back in the 90s, but they're still there and they're alive.
Yeah, they're still a pretty big station.
There you go.
Yeah, you know.
It's like Radio Row. It's like every...
I know. It's
everywhere you've ever been fired.
Everybody we've ever worked with is here.
Is there anywhere from WCKG, the Chicago station I was fired from? That'll be exciting.
Or WLS-FM, which is where I worked.
Yay. Were you fired? No.
The show, the station changed formats.
Oh,
and
sure.
The radio, the morning show was fired, but they kept me on to like play CDs.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
That's what will happen here.
Well, yeah.
Do we still have CDs? Yeah, we do.
Yes.
Okay.
It was 1997, so there were CDs then. Yeah.
All right. So now, see, people are starting to show up. I was saying, like, everyone big that we've talked to, they're all going to show up at, like, 5 minutes before we're off the air.
Yes.
Yeah. But we snagged Tom Harmon already, and Senator Stabenow,
yes,
who I just screamed at in the middle of a live read.
Senator Stabenow has been with this show since the very beginning.
She is awesome.
Yeah.
She is seriously was very instrumental in progressive radio back when we started in like 2004.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just awesome. I mean, it's so amazing to finally remember we've been promised the year of the woman for how long?
Yeah.
You know, but there's always been awesome women like her. And like I was saying, Michigan, for some reason, lousy with them.
Yes.
I accosted Jennifer Granholm in an airport once as well.
I'm sure she loved that.
She was secretary. I'm like, Miss Secretary! And she had all her security guys. I'm like, I know her! I worked with her at Current.
At Current TV.
Yeah, and they let me through the,
Yeah. Yeah, Current TV, they fired. Did they fire us, or what happened there?
Technically, yes. Technically, yes.
Yeah, I think you could say that.
Al Gore sold it to Al Jazeera.
Well,
which, as you recall,
and Al Jazeera
we thought
let
that
us
was
go.
Like an April Fool's prank.
Yeah.
And we were like, not really, right?
Yeah.
We didn't know.
To an oil?
What?
What?
No, that can't be. That's not funny.
To an oil-producing nation? Really, Al Gore?
I think actually Ron over there thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
He's like, okay.
Okay. He's selling it to the oil people.
It's a good thing Al Gore is not speaking. We'd be like,
right.
Boo!
You know, the last time the Democratic National Convention was in Chicago, I was living here, and that was the year that Al Gore did his version of the Macarena.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you thought I was the worst dancer you've ever seen.
Well, no, okay. He just stood there, you know, wooden. That was his version of the Macarena, because that was the year that the Macarena was big.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's true.
He was doing humor.
Yeah, this is just what it's going to be like. I'm just literally thought I'm going to run to the bathroom, and I was like, no, nah! Like ran right into Mayor Bass, and then Hakeem Jeffries comes over. I was like, ah,
we saw Mayor Bass yesterday when we were walking to dinner, but she was talking to someone, so I couldn't say anything.
By the way, I think she's doing a great job.
Yes.
Oh, Jody, I left my old show prep there.
Huh?
But there was something about
Good Bass.
I think she's doing a great job so far on addressing homelessness, and we were talking about it was a story about Gavin Newsom, right?
Yes.
Saying that he was. I can't remember, you know, but just getting impatient because how many times have we
said homeless.
It's like all of these problems, they need a top-down federal, state, local.
And Mayor Bass
it's not like one, you can't blame like one person or one entity. And you got to like have people come together to solve problems.
And Mayor Bass has that D.C. experience that is needed to coordinate the federal, the state, and the city response
and
to homelessness.
And we knew her, obviously, when she was a congressperson.
Absolutely.
And she is seriously one of the nicest people I've met in politics.
She's terrific Bass.
That's terrific Bass. I forgot to do that joke to her. I think we do it every time she's on.
She appreciates that.
That may be why she ran the other way.
Yeah.
No, she didn't. She had a thing with a guy.
She's like, that's Stephanie Miller? Okay, she tells that lame joke every time. Okay.
The security people always look at me suspiciously until Hakeem Jeffries and Karen Bass recognize me.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, she's
okay. Because
they
look at me. I'm like, Hakeem!
Did you call him Hakeem?
No, I didn't call him Hakeem. I said Mr. Leader.
Okay.
I know. I was raised right.
Ish.
Yeah. Did you just...
Wow, the peanut gallery.
Ron is heckling me.
Yes.
The guy that owns the show that tried to kill me for the life insurance money. You know what he said to me yesterday? We were talking about how choppy it is in Lake Michigan because it's windy. And he goes, are you sure you don't want to go for a swim? He's just...
He's trying to get rid of you.
Yeah. Someone on Twitter said he's really playing the long game about killing me for the life insurance money. Because it's like 20 years now. He keeps missing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He'll get there. By the time he does it, I'll be worth nothing. The insurance company will be like, how much more shelf life was in her? Like nothing.
You were a husk of a person by the time.
I was a husk of a person 10 years ago. Oh, my God. By the way, this week doesn't kill me. We have three sexy liberal shows in September.
We do.
Portland, Durham, North Carolina, Phoenix, and then in October, Kansas City. Dear God, and then the big L.A. show on November 2nd, right before the election.
Next month will be my first two in a row.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Because I'm going to both Durham and Phoenix.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, Stephanie has ordered me to wear something tight.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Did I fulfill the promise on Saturday night?
Yeah. Jody, run that by HR. Isn't the HR department still back there?
Yes.
Or is it here?
It's still here, and you have to listen to Ms. Miller at all times.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Sell that beefcake,
Mama.
I'm
just a piece of meat.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So I want to get some calls in. I know everybody's really excited about this week.
Yep.
Do we have
yes, we do.
Hard to tell what's working ever.
That's here we
working.
Go.
Who do you want?
I can't read. What? Okay.
Kelly in Michigan.
Kelly in Michigan.
Kelly.
In honor of Debonair
Stabenow.
Hi, Kelly. Yay, Michigan.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Cal.
I got just a few things to say.
Okay.
I sit in front of the TV now, and I talk like you, Jody. I say no. I say no all night long. Every time they say something stupid, I say no, no, no. And I keep doing that, and I'm driving my husband insane. He can't take it. That's my first thing. Now, the second thing is Trump saying he's more beautiful than Kamala Harris. I'll tell you, I screamed Stephanie's name out loud. My husband looked at me like, what is wrong with you? Oh, and he said, I believe I'm much more beautiful than
he I am convinced he does not own a mirror. After he said John Tester has a huge stomach, I'm like, do you own a mirror?
Oh, my God. Where is
God.
The mirror? Where? I hate to say Keith Olbermann's name out loud, but miscreants, morons, and Dunning-Kruger effect specimens, yeah, that's what he is. And the airport, the Trump thing with his plane, let me tell you, my brother's a pilot. He said, there's nothing wrong with Trump's plane. He don't want to pay to have it serviced. That's all it is. He wants things free. He always wants it free. And then he'll go and get it serviced and then drive out and say, oh, sorry, I'll pay it later. Give me a bill. You know, just like he does everywhere.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
All right. Thank you, honey. Wait. Oh, Donna, the official travel agent.
Oh, hey, Donna.
D.C. Hi, Donna.
How are you? I have to tell you guys, I am so happy. This is the first trip that you guys have taken where there hasn't been a flight delay, a cancellation, somebody stuck at the airport, or luggage lost. I am so happy for this.
I know. And thank you for booking me next to Lori Metcalf. That was fun. I don't know how you arranged that, but it's fantastic.
It's my travel agent magic.
It's white girl magic. Okay. All right, honey.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye. all right. So, by the way, speaking of planes, Jody, I must have missed. Why did J.D. Vance bring up Epstein?
They keep
Other
bringing
than
it
he's
up.
He's the worst candidate ever.
They just keep bringing it up, and I don't know why.
Yeah. Brian tweeted, yes, MAGA, by all means, keep bringing up the name Jeffrey Epstein when no one is asking you to. Oh, I think he compared Kamala Harris to Epstein, mm-hmm. which I don't
get that.
Yeah. I don't. Okay.
He would do well to keep Epstein out of his mouth.
Yes.
Yeah. Bashir said, for this guy to mention Jeffrey Epstein when he has encouraged women to stay in relationship with domestic violence and when he called someone getting impregnated through rape as inconvenient is really something. I mean, when you think you could not alienate more women, they say something else, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've already seen, right, these polling numbers that women... What, can I just ask you on behalf of dudes, what's wrong with dudes? Because women are flocking to Kamala Harris, not as much... I mean, I have to believe and hope there are more men like Tim Walz than like Donald Trump and J.D. Vance.
I think there are. I can't speak for all dudes, though.
I'd be a straight girl for Tim Walz. I'm just telling you.
I'm sure the lovely and talented Mrs. Walz appreciates that.
Gwen, her name is Gwen. And I think she would be very understanding. I think she knows that a lot of women have a crush on her husband now.
Oh, sure. Yeah, she has to.
He's like Santa Claus. He's so
Without
magical.
A beard.
He's so magical.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Is he going to put something in your stocking?
I don't know what that
meant. Leave a tangerine in the toe of the stocking?
I don't know what that meant. All right. Listen, I'm going to break now because you know that like 47 huge celebrities are going to show up in the last few minutes.
It always happens.
All right. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show, live from the DNC, brought to you by Simply Safe.
Yeah.
See? This is us. This is me and Chris having peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sound of silence. It's just peace of mind because both of our homes are protected by Simply Safe.
That's right.
Right?
Bootsy!
Who's got a little pink nose?
Who's got a little pink nose? And because I have a Simply Safe camera, I can check on her.
And determine and confirm that, once again, she still has her little pink nose?
She has a little pink nose.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I get to see that my Bonnie bug is eating a baby bug. Snuggle boog. Simply Safe Home Security. 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive live guard technology, agents can see and even speak to intruders in your home, warning them that the police are on the way.
Way.
With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, never locked in. Simply Safe named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report, 5 years running. Join countless listeners who have peace of mind with me and Chris.
Yeah.
SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. That is SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
A beautifully wrapped, glossy, sweet-smelling show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever. And ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouse Provisions.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Jessica Tarloff of Fox News just came over, and I super freaked out, didn't I?
Yes.
Hugged her. I touched her.
Yes.
She can't come on because...
Because of Fox News restrictions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they're a-holes.
Yeah.
But...
But she is so delightful.
And oh my God, I told her, and she knows. So I said, oh my God, we play your sound bites all the time.
Yeah.
We talk about you all the time.
And she's like, I know. They send them to me.
She said she has friends in Florida that are obsessed with our show, that love us. And so thank you, Jessica Tarloff's friends. But I was saying, oh my God, I specialize in getting thrown off Fox.
Yeah.
I said, you have a much stronger constitution than I do.
Yeah.
Because I always say, I can't believe they let her on. She's so good.
Right.
But oh my God, she was so nice.
She
came over to introduce herself.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you have some, don't you? Give me 15. We have Jessica Tarloff bites this morning. Here she is.
I think that this was an incredibly good day for Kamala. She was able to introduce herself to the American public in a way that she hadn't before. And you take the contrast of yesterday. So you had President Trump, someone who grew up a millionaire, became a billionaire, standing in front of his golf club, ranting and raving about everything, lying about everything from, you know, GDP rates to poverty rates to energy production, et cetera. And then you have Kamala Harris, someone who's talking about her middle-class upbringing, the fact that her family rented throughout their lives, so she knows what it means for people out there who can't get on the property ladder, someone who worked at McDonald's through college. You couldn't have the starker juxtaposition between these two candidates.
Yeah. Oh, my God, she's so good. Wait, we have time for one more. Another one, Jessica Tarloff.
And then on top of it, she's saying to people, I feel your pain. I know how much things cost. You know what I want to do? I want to build 3 million new housing units. You know what I want to do? I want to cap prescription drug prices for everyone, not just Medicare recipients. And yesterday, we didn't get to talk about it because of the Trump press conference, but because Medicare is negotiating drug prices, seniors will get to keep $6 billion of their dollars. That's $1.5 billion in out-of-pocket costs that will be saved because of the policies from the Biden-Harris administration. And that's what today is about regular people getting to keep more of their money.
Oh, my God, I just waved to Dave Gorab, our guru from SiriusXM. And Michelangelo Signorelli is right here. He's going to join us after the break.
Yep.
Oh, my God, I love it. How often do I read his tweets, Jody?
11 billion times a day.
All the time.
Anyway, but this is what's so exciting. The last person I would think that would come to meet me to be excited to be me is someone from Fox News.
Right.
But Jessica Tarloff, she was saying, when I was joking about that, getting thrown off, that was what I specialized in, going on and throwing bombs, and then they never have me back.
Yeah.
But she just said it's changed or it's different now. I mean, I don't know how so, but even on Fox News, I mean, there are moments now where you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe they said that on Fox News, because there's just a reality of what's happening.
She said to us that they're really, really supportive of her, and she really appreciates the support, and that's kind of cool of them.
Right, well, because we always are like, oh, my God, how do they allow her on? She's so good.
Yeah.
You know, she's so, I mean... Not that, you know, drunk debating Judge Jeanine after God knows how many screwdrivers she's had before they tape. But anyway, I mean, because I was saying that Neil Cavuto famously lectured me. He did a whole segment lecturing me the day after I was on.
Yes.
About, I don't know, some liberals trying to show off for their friends or something. I don't remember.
I remember.
but anyway, I mean, there's been a couple of segments recently on the economy.
Yeah.
Where they just blow up Trump's whole argument about how everything is horrible. I think that's the main problem with his campaign, Chris, is that it's nothing based on reality.
No.
whether you like her or hate her, Kamala Harris is not stupid.
Right.
I don't think anyone thinks she's stupid.
Right.
You know, the economy, you can look at any indicator. I mean, I love on Fox News when Trump is talking about the economy and the Dow
like
ticker's there.
Shooting straight up.
The new jobless rate, the GDP.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just, it's insane. Nothing he is campaigning is either true or sane. So, all right. Michelangelo Signorelli, Sirius XM rock star. Going to join us after the break. 29 minutes after the hour, it's the Stephanie Miller Show live from the DNC.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrats are targeting 16 assembly races and 5 state Senate races in November. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hasselbein says voters are fed up with inaction on issues like PFAS cleanup.
We're letting everybody know that we have a plan in place. There's $125 million that we should be getting out the door to help these communities and the people that live there, and the Republicans refuse to do so.
The Wisconsin Democratic Party says it's prepared to spend millions to get its message out. Wisconsin doctors may start testing babies for a rare and fatal brain disease called Krabbe disease. The federal government says states should be testing. 12 other states screen newborns for Krabbe, but the State Journal reports that Krabbe tests can produce false positives and some doctors have doubts about treatments. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Ahead of the new school year, Madison is looking for more crossing guards. We need at least 7 more across the city. Crossing guards typically work 10 to 15 hours a week in all kinds of weather. Usually they're assigned to one specific spot and that is their domain, so you really get to know kids and families. You can even apply to be a substitute and only work when someone's off. Staff say crossing guards are a vital part of keeping the community safe and ensuring kids are protected as they go to and from school. And it's on most families' back-to-school to-do list, haircuts. This weekend, there are free haircuts for students before classes start. JP Hair Design does this event every year, and now dozens of salons participate. It's at the Alliant Energy Center this Saturday from 10 to 4. K-12 students can get a free haircut whether they want a fade, an afro, taper, or mohawk. At the event, they'll also be providing immunizations, have free books, and there will even be a DJ. You do need to make a free appointment ahead of time, though. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly sunny and comfortable today, with high temperatures soaring to near 80 degrees. A few isolated spotty showers or sprinkles are possible here this afternoon, but after that, a dry, sunny, and summery week ahead of us. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Maggie Dawn.
It's the Democratic National Convention, everybody, and I could not be more excited. It kicks off with President Joe Biden, and I'll be joined by County Executive David Crowley.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
tell you, from her first day as a prosecutor, and then as a district attorney, and then as the attorney general of the state of California, a United States senator, and our vice president. Kamala Harris has been on your side fighting for you every step of the way.
Okay, now we're done. Sorry. We're not in the studio. Look who's here. It's Michelangelo Signorelli. It's taken me like 15 years to pronounce his name correctly, so I'm so excited. I read your tweets. I read your tweets on the air all the time. I'm changing the name of my show to Reading Michelangelo Signorelli's Tweets.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's so great to see you here.
And Chris read your book back when he was a baby gay.
I know. Yeah. I know. We were just talking
and
about
that. And now we're daddies.
And we're all daddies. Yeah. Right. Now we're all daddies.
Yeah.
Seriously, we keep talking about, like, trying to put into words what electricity, joy, the way people are describing the feeling here. So talk to us a little bit about your experience of it so far.
It's jubilant. People are
That's a new word. I knew he'd come up with a better word. Writing that down.
I mean, everything was so kind of shaky, right?
Yes.
Everybody was very nervous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Trump is doing his typical thing, and literally, it seemed like 24 hours.
Yes.
We had just a complete turnover, and people are excited, right? People are everywhere. Mm-hmm. They're excited. I mean, young people are excited. Talking about Kamala Harris as someone who really connects with them.
Never thought I would start sentences with, I love what Frank Luntz said. But anyway.
We couldn't find a young woman. Is that the one?
Right. It's like there are no more undecided young women. They've all gone for Harris.
Yes.
But just him talking about, you know, that he's never seen anything like this in his political life. And he's like, what did he say the other day? He's like, if I could advise Donald Trump, I'd just tell him to shut up. Shut the hell up. Like, he is obviously this same strategy of insults and hate and divisiveness is just not working this time. I mean, that's literally, again this weekend, Kamala Harris is stupid. I mean, I don't know who he thinks he's attracting with that.
He doesn't get that he needs voters. He has his ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
His base loves that, or I don't even think a lot of them even like it. Women don't like it, even among the MAGA women. They don't like him attacking a woman as stupid.
Yeah.
Right.
But beyond that, he needs these voters who are independents, suburban voters, women. They see that, and they're just horrified, and it drives more of them to Kamala Harris.
Well, and also, we were saying there used to at least be dog whistles, like, now it's like a bullhorn, just the racism and the sexism. And, Saturday night we did Sexy Liberal, and we had, you know, our panel was Governor Pritzker, Jamie Harrison, Mark Hamill, mm-hmm. Jan Schakowsky, Jill Winebanks. And I thought, you know, they used to have that secret code.
Yeah.
They didn't think we could crack, like, oh, you know, San Francisco, you mean homo. And New York, you mean Jew.
Yeah.
Chicago, you mean blackity, blackity, back, 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 back. And, you know, I'm like, this panel is MAGA's worst nightmare. Blacks and Jews and gays.
Yeah.
That's
Hollywood types like Mark Hamill.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And all they've got is J.D. Vance.
Yes.
Who every day is just, there's a new implosion.
Alienate someone else.
Of another video or thing he said in the past.
Did they not vet him properly? What? There was no vetting of this guy.
No, well, it's the Trump.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Trump campaign. They,
yeah.
they don't do vetting.
All the best people. Yeah.
I mean, if they did vetting, Trump wouldn't be their candidate.
They're like, oh.
Good point.
The effing a couch thing is the least embarrassing. Okay. That's the least embarrassing thing in the dolphin porn.
Yeah.
That was just us getting warmed up. But I know. I was saying, if you could devise a campaign, Michelangelo, to more surgically alienate every segment of the population, you could barely do it, could you?
You have a vice presidential running mate who may anger women more than even the running mate, Donald Trump.
The rapist?
Which is pretty insane when you think about it, right? I mean, the things that he has said are just so insane and out to lunch and, like, I mean, they're crazy.
Yeah.
And yet Trump needed to have a running mate who was going to kind of, you know, contrast with him, tone him down a little bit. And that didn't work. That didn't happen.
I love, this is a story in front of me today. Trump's national press secretary criticized the media for talking about Project 2025, which has nothing to do with our campaign, except that J.D. Vance wrote the foreword, and the guy that came up with it is caught on tape saying Trump is all for this.
Yeah.
I mean,
and Trump is on a plane with the head of Project 2025.
Right. And there's that. Like,
there's photographic evidence.
And the Harris campaign, did you see on Trump Tower just projected last night, Project 2025 headquarters?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Trump Waltz, weird. Weird, I can't remember what. And then, you know, just Harris, Waltz, hope and joy.
Oh, it's
just
great.
I mean, this campaign, Michelangelo, talk about that a little bit. They are just, they're comms people, whoever's writing their press release, doing social media. Oh my God, chef's kiss.
Yeah.
I think a lot of this really is Kamala Harris, right? The tone comes from the top down. She's happy. She's, as she talks about, joyful,
it's
right?
Young
she
and
smiles.
Fun.
She's laughing. She's having fun. I mean, they're not downplaying the seriousness of this.
Right.
This is, we're, you know, looking at a horrific disaster if Donald Trump wins. But they're talking about the fight as something that invigorates you and is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really a great thing. And, you know, I don't know if you saw that outside the perimeter of the convention, they're having something called Demopalooza, which anybody can go to, like from, you know, Chicago or in the city or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're doing manicures. They're making friendship bracelets.
That is so
I'm
cool.
Going
this is all
this.
Like a Kamala idea. I think it's just great.
Did you see that everybody dancing last night? And there was like Democrats in array. Everybody was like doing a coordinated dance. I'm like, did I miss the rehearsal? How did they all know how to do this?
No, you just can't dance.
I just can't dance.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. But I mean, there is just like a, as you said, like a jubilant energy around what's happening here. And it's, they keep trying to, like, I don't do a push of Democrats in disarray kind of, but I mean, you know, tonight's going to be a love fest. I mean, with Joe Biden, not a dry eye in the House. When Kamala Harris comes out at the end of his speech tonight, I mean, I feel like, and also Hillary speaking tonight, it's going to be part of a catharsis for a lot of us.
Right.
We're going to die mad about 2016.
Michelle Obama, Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton, it's going to be incredible. And, you know, there had to be a contrast to Trump's doom and gloom and the world is ending.
Mm-hmm.
And because we don't believe that.
Right.
We've had 4 years of Biden actually taking us out of a very dangerous period and putting things back together. A lot still needs to be done, but we should be celebrating that.
Yeah.
And instead, we have Trump with this message of, you know, just disaster. And I think that's why they thought we need to contrast that.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, we've been playing this drop for how many years about taking back God, taking back the flag, taking back America. And I've been struck by the moment when Kamala announced our Olympic wins and the crowd broke into USA. Mm-hmm. And for once, you didn't get that weird, creepy Klan rally fascist like Trump. Like,
right.
You know, like, but it's true patriotism instead of S-talking America, as Josh Shapiro likes to say. You know, Trump just keeps S-talking America.
Yeah.
Keeps talking America down. And I feel like there's this new patriotism that people are happy and joyful. Remember when they cheered when Chicago lost the Olympics? Because Obama
because
wanted
Obama.
It.
Because Obama,
right.
Yeah.
Because black guy, right. I mean, it's just, and then the 70,000 people, was it, on the evangelicals for Harris?
Unreal, right? And Republicans for Harris.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah.
It's also celebrating freedom, right? Republicans used to be the ones that, you know, in that fake way, freedom. Remember Freedom Fries?
Yeah, sure.
Bush years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, this is about celebrating freedom. We want to have the freedom over our bodies. We want to have the freedom to be able to do whatever we want as people who are discriminated against, under attack.
Mind your own
business.
Isn't that one of the best ways to frame those issues?
And they want to control everything. They want to take away freedom. So I think that was another great thing. And that's a celebratory thing. It's happy. It's about the future.
Yeah.
And suddenly the show is lousy with gays. So we can talk about but it is. It's our freedom to marry's on the ballot.
That's right.
Yes.
I mean, you know, my sister's home state of North Carolina, you know, thank God, Josh Stein is, I think last I saw 10 points up, I hope so, against this lunatic.
Oh, my God.
Mark Robinson, who, you know, calls gays filth. And by the way, I can confirm, Michelangelo smells amazing. He's so clean. No filth anywhere. But this lunatic that's on tape in a church saying, thinks liberals need killing. And I'm like, how is he not in jail? How, are you able to just, you know, issue threats like that? But that's become that whole party now, hasn't it?
And Trump, you know, endorses him and celebrates him. And that is their party. That is who's taken over the party.
Yeah.
And at this point, Donald Trump has made all the decisions. He's turned this party into a complete MAGA cult.
Yeah.
There's no other Republican Party.
I mean, I always talk about this, being from California, Michelangelo. I have always been a Kamala fan. I still tear up when I see that shot of her in the documentary saying, this is Attorney General Kamala Harris, and I need you to start doing these marriages immediately. And, you know, I was talking about that. I was on Larry King with her on CNN the night I came out, and we debated Dennis Prager about gay adoption.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it feels like a million years ago, but it's just she's always been our ally, you know, in the gay community.
It's really an amazing thing about this ticket, because both of these people have always been there. You know, it wasn't like with Obama. Remember, he wasn't in favor of same-sex marriage. That had to be a lot of pressure.
1999, Coach Walz with the Gay Straight Alliance.
Yes.
Yeah. And he supported marriage equality in a red district running for Congress in 2006.
Yep.
Yeah. So he's been there, right? And his neighbors had told him, you know, who had a gay kid, you don't have to support gay marriage to run for Congress. This is, you know, and he said, I couldn't look my students in the eye if I didn't. So that's so authentic and genuine.
Yes.
I feel like he's the guy, he's the teacher you would go to if you were getting bullied as a gay kid.
Absolutely. And
and
he'd kick some ass.
I mean, I didn't even know we had gay straight alliances in 1999. Yeah. Like, you know.
And his wife, the two of them together, they were both teaching and they were both helping gay students at that school in Mankato West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he's just, I love his kick because he does it with his leg because he's so excited.
Yeah.
Like, but I just, like, they're running out of things to, you know, I don't, Fox News is just, like, you know, criticizing that he said he doesn't like spice in his taco. You know, I'm like, tampon Tim. Well, I'm like,
or his financial disclosure, he didn't make enough money.
Right.
Like, right.
When is that a problem?
Right.
Right. Right. I know. And we were,
that just shows he's in tune with most people.
I know. And we were laughing at, you know, we had the sold out sexy liberal show Saturday, and some MAGA went, oh, sold out. And so you have pay per view, big cash grab. And I'm like, okay, I thought you liked capitalism. Are you saying that like a bad thing?
Yeah.
I mean, it's they only like capitalism as it applies to them, I guess, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, everything with them is about how it works for them.
Yes.
Right? And then it's bad for everybody else.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's total hypocrisy.
Right.
And, you know, Donald Trump is, you know, the uber capitalist, and they're fine with that. He has no connection to them at all. He has never lived the lives they've lived.
No.
Did you? We've, you know, again, we're sort of posting all these joyful pictures, and somebody goes, some MAGA goes, oh yeah, show how small the crowd was, and so of course we have these huge crowd shots.
Yeah.
So I posted three. I'm like, oh, okay, sport. You mean the sold out show? These amazing, this amazing audience. Okay, sport. Yeah. Here you go. But it's just, Kamala Harris is literally breaking Donald Trump's brain. It's just, this whole campaign is breaking. I mean, what was left of his mind, don't you think?
Yeah, well, he thought he was running against Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And that he was the young, invigorated, masculine guy against Joe Biden. And that was his whole campaign.
Yeah.
That was everything, right? And this has totally turned that around. But also, he doesn't know how to run against a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
He certainly doesn't know how to run against a black woman.
Right.
Yeah.
And he is thinking that all of these things are going to work, as we were saying earlier, and they're all backfiring, these attacks on her, and he hasn't figured out how do you take her on.
Hasn't adjusted at all after a month, right? I mean, he's just, we were just like, oh my God, is he going to start screaming the N-word at the debate? Like, I don't, he just, it seems like out of, he's at that point where he's out of bullets, he's just throwing the gun. Okay, he's just, I feel like he seems like he knows he's losing.
Yeah.
And he's panicking.
Oh, he knows. He's freaking out.
Yeah.
Completely.
He's panicking.
And
I mean, prosecutor versus felon. We couldn't write this election cycle any better. Michelangelo, thank you so much, honey.
Oh, my God. This was so great.
Do not miss a Michelangelo Ciarelli show here on SiriusXM. Team Progress, man. Give me some.
Oh my gosh,
progress.
Team progress.
Both team
of progress.
So great to see both
team.
Of you.
Yeah, you too.
Honey.
Yeah,
thank you.
Come
so
on my show.
I will.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't ask me twice. Media whore. Love you, honey.
Love you.
There he goes, rock
Thanks.
Star Michelangelo Signorelli.
Yes.
48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Rockstar Phone Company, Credo Mobile.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
Just saying. Are you the type of person you like to make good choices right when you shop?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you feel like, oh, I don't really have a choice. I don't really support this. This company is the nation's only progressive phone company. They share your values. Every month they give tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, Transgender Law Center, Reproductive Freedom for All. I mean, and you even get to vote.
Yes.
This is what democracy looks like. You get to vote on where
your money goes.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. So you get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly, responsive customer service, and much more. An easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. And so easy.
Yeah.
Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Get in. We're going saving. Go to CredoMobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
Stephanie Miller.
Put your hands in the air like you just don't care.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe. It's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Cesar Millan, the original host of The Dog Whisperer, relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Well, picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. Deadly carbon monoxide leaks into your home at 2 a.m. In moments like these, every second counts. That's why you need Simply Safe Home Security. With Simply Safe, 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive LiveGuard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home, warning them that police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every single day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join countless listeners and me who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Morty here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at Verlo.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weichert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at Weichert-LakePoint.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show, live from the DNC, brought to you by Dr. Modi. Listen, I would not have left my dogs at home alone with substandard food.
No.
Right? At Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, they know everything's all good. Your mama still loves them. Mama still got superfoods for you. That's what they are, the superfoods. It's how Dr. Marty cured himself when he had health problems.
Yes.
Way back when he was a fancy med student at Cornell or whatever. I don't know the exact history. I'll get it. But
yes.
Anyway, my point is he's been called the miracle worker by Forbes magazine because in his practice he has learned to use superfoods. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon.
Yep.
All antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables, you name it. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. All the nutrients, all the flavor is packed in there. Doggies go crazy for it. Even the incredibly persnickety Hefe, Sean Comiskey's dog.
Yes.
Who was impossible, was the diva of the dog world.
Until Dr. Marty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Changed his life.
Yep.
Magical ways. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies.
Cod Krispies!
Thank you for saying that. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. All right, 55 minutes after the hour, we are in our last segment.
Yes.
Live from the DNC, day number one from the United Center. Very, very excited for tonight. Oh, is Donald Trump still rambling? Let's take a listen.
I heard the other day, and this isn't anything, I'm just saying, they'll say he was rambling. I don't ramble. I'm a really smart guy, you know, really smart.
I'm smart.
I don't ramble.
Okay,
Fredo. Okay, Fredo.
Anytime I hit too hard, they say he was rambling. Rambling. You know, I get up and I make a speech. I go for sometimes 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
That's rambling.
And every moment is a delight.
That is rambling. That is the very definition of rambling.
Can I just say I love that Kamala Harris said, we played it earlier, her saying, I consider myself the underdog.
Yeah.
That's the way we got to pedal to the metal.
Yes.
Because I don't look at, we've learned to not trust polls. But let's compare and contrast. Here is Coach Walls one more time before we go.
She's the one who took on the predators and the fraudsters. She's the one that took on the transnational gangs. She's the ones who stood up against corporate greed. And she never hesitated to work across the aisle if it was right for the American people.
Very excited.
For all the things she's done over the last 10 days, I have to tell you one of the things I'm most grateful for. She has brought the joy out in this country.
Absolutely.
Oh, we're just a big bag of joy here.
We feel it here in Chicago.
At the DNC.
Yeah.
Jill in Chicago was, I believe it's Sexy Liberal. Hi, Jill.
She is hung up.
Oh, no.
How about
Jill's
Tracy?
Gone.
Tracy's there. Hi,
Tracy. Here.
Welcome.
Hi, Tracy.
Hey, guys. Hello.
Hi.
So I did my pay-per-view Sexy Liberal for the first time because I live in the boonies on Saturday. I am still laughing my head off. And today is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
I am 63, like I heard somebody else is, and I'm just talking to Cody's mom.
No. All right. Happy birthday, Tracy.
Yes.
We got to wrap this up. We're getting kicked out for, you know, the big names.
Bigger names.
Where's the opening act?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We
we're the Stephanie Miller to Three Dog Night.
We're firing ourselves now. But we are going to have all kinds of exciting guests the rest of the week. Obviously, our reactions to this big emotional night with President Biden tonight. It's like the minute we walk out here, there'll be like 75 celebrities.
Absolutely. Yes.
We will give you all the details of all the excitement happening here at United Center. And thank you, Jody and Chris and Sean and everybody that's got all our SiriusXM engineers here and Free Speech TV. Mwah. We love you.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he's known on TikTok as Mr. Global. Matt Randolph, an oil and gas expert, joins us to talk about the myths of prices. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.